Lothringen. Um gegen den Neonazi-Boxclub Taverne de Thor in der Möss zu protestieren, fanden sich am 7. Februar 2026 rund 500 Antifaschistinnen im Dorf Sault-les-Champlain ein. Ein dunkelbunt gemischtes Bündnis aus Gewerkschaften, Parteien, kulturschaffenden Vereinen und Antifa-Gruppen hatte seit Dezember zu einer überregionalen antifaschistischen Demonstration aufgerufen. Am Fuß der Weinberge, im durchaus geschichtsträchtigen und von allen Kriegen gezeichneten Landstrich südöstlich von Verdun, setzte die Mobilisierung von Antifaschistinnen aus Frankreich, Deutschland und den Benelux-Staaten von vornherein ein deutliches Zeichen gegen nationalistische und fremdenfeindliche Stimmung gestern und heute. In Redebeiträgen ging es demnach um Geschichte, um die Hammerskins, Repression gegen Antifas und natürlich die USA. Auch ging es um die Schwierigkeiten und Herausforderungen antifaschistischer Arbeit in strukturschwachen ländlichen Regionen. Hiergegen werde nach einer grenzüberschreitenden Strategie gesucht, bestärkte Jill aus dem Orga-Kreis gegenüber RDL. Der wachsenden politischen Bedrohung in den Parlamenten, auf den Straßen der Städte und auf dem Land müsse ein kämpferischer Internationalismus entgegengesetzt werden. Gewerkschafterinnen, Anwohnerinnen und linke gewählte Vertreterinnen von der EU-Ebene bis zum Landkreis positionierten sich in Redebeiträgen sehr deutlich gegen die Nazis und deren nun 10-jährige Niederlassung in den Côtes de Meuse. Mit Parolen und Musik wanderte die Demonstration bei heiter Sonnenschein in Richtung des Nazi-Hangars, der sich auf weiten Teilen der Strecke in Sichtweite befand. Ein Dutzend Gendarmeriefahrzeuge schützten das Hammerskin-Clubhaus. Während die einen die Polizeiketten, ohne für französische Verhältnisse besondere Vorkommnisse zu erzeugen, testeten, begaben sich andere zu Crêpe-Flammkuchen und einem René Binamé-Konzert im Ortskern. Zurück ging es am Spätnachmittag mit Antifa-Dub von Digital Steppers und ohne Festnahmen zum Ausgangsort zurück. Die medial und behördlich prophezeiten Ausschreitungen blieben aus und es wurden kaum Nazis gesehen. Das Fermilla-Bündnis bestätigte am Abend einen trotz Schikanen von Seiten der Behörden erfolgreichen Verlauf. Hier ein mehr oder weniger gelungener Mitschnitt des Begrüßungsredebeitrags des Bündnisses Fermilla in englischer Sprache.
Bienvenue à nous, antifascistes venus de tout le Grand Est et de ses pays frontaliers, pour manifester contre le hangar Brun.
Welcome everyone. Welcome to all of us antifa from across the grand countries who have come to protest against the brown shed, the cursed tavern of death. Thorns stab you. Thank you for coming for the permanent closure of this 19th high down and all others, whether in France or abroad. Together we are here to say Nazism never again. Our collective was born out of the need to give a voice to local residents who are too often invisible. With the help of trade unions, left-wing parties, and various anti-fascist organizations and collectives in France, Benelux, and Germany. Demonstrating from Salut de Champlain to come sous the Côte is not a trivial matter. We are here 3 kilometers from one of the most important Nazi centers in Central Europe. Who will tell that we remain silent when the hideous beast was preparing itself before our very eyes? We want our gathering to be festive, inclusive, and determined. Our gathering will feature a musical and political program that will showcase a different worldview and help block the path of the radical right and all fascist tendencies. Neither the people of Comes to the Code, Hanoville, Vision, Visionnaire, nor Fresnes have asked for the skinhead to return. The return of shaved-headed Nazis worshipping the Third Reich. The Meuse is a department shaped by the aftermath of many wars, which has seen far too much of the ravages of nationalism, from the sound of the boot to the sound of the shell fire. This region has said time and time again, never again and today we say never again. Unfortunately, nowadays, the tendency is all too often to look the other way, to downplay the issue, and to tell ourselves that these neo-Nazis are hurting anyone. We understand how difficult it can be to shove opposition to hordes of skinheads who have settled in our neighborhood. We know that many local residents do not dare to take a public stand for free of retaliation. The Nazis, those Nazis who frequent the Tavern of Thor, have killed, are killing and will kill again. And they will only stop their hateful practices if we take action and organize to rid of them by any means possible. They will continue unless we mobilize for solidarity and for an anti-fascist future and peace between peoples. We are here today in solidarity with the residents of the canton. But the Hamersky hideout in Comte-sous-le-Côte has a structural importance that extends far beyond the Meuse Lorraine. Remember who these individuals are. They are despicable white supremacists, virilists, who want to kick people who do not have the same skin color, or who are considered invalid or undisciplined. They operate all over the world. They are part of a delusional white hegemonic that opposes all social, societal, and cultural progress. For two decades, the Nazi skin of Lorraine have managed to open and maintain brown organization centers, first in two, now here. Anti-fascist research in recent years has once again demonstrated the danger of this place. We must fight with all our might against these enemies of freedom, these potential racists, whether in the countryside or in the cities. How is it possible that neo-Nazi center could well easily establish itself in the heart of peaceful county by purchasing a farm shed and thrive thereby organizing training and indoctrination centers for young people? How is it possible that hundreds of Nazis who display Nazis and t-shirts glorifying Hitler and who publicly greet each other with Nazi salutes are still tolerated in our villages 10 years after they settled there? 2024 MMA tournament was organized in Combes Hangar with more than 300 Nazis attending with their wives and children. What did the few law enforcement officers send to the scene that they do? They simply check people's IDs with a smile, no less. They never went inside the hangar to assess the extent of the offenses. We still have a long way to go reach our goal, but here today, on this short journey that will bring us closer to five beasts, we're beginning to resist. We say no to return of a daily ideology. It is to proclaim loud and clear, never again, that we are here today to say, shoot down it. Shoot down, close this damn tavern of thought.
We are therefore setting off for Comte-sous-le-Côte. We urge you to join your comrades for a festive, combative, energetic demonstration. We will meet in an hour at the center of the village of Comte-sous-le-Côte to eat, discuss, and celebrate anti-fascist rebel order. Be vigilant and take care of each other. Have a good demonstration against the Hammerskin and the hangar. Good protest against the Hammerskin and the hangar.